J.J. Abrams conquers the geek universe, and other news.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian Bring New Theology at Warp Speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono. We are back. You know the drill. Ryan Strelo Studios.
Ryan Strelo, yeah, that's true, and he could be coming home at any moment.
Any minute.
So, who
knows? In foggy Minnesota.
We'll try to get Ryan here on the show, because every time he walks in, I can see him. Yeah. He doesn't even look our way. He's like, I'm not.
I think he's in denial.
Oh, speaking of people on the show.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to us by...
What was his name?
Yeah, he's actually... We didn't even talk about why we're doing this.
Yeah.
This is a new thing that we're doing. Here at the Sci-Fi Christian, you may have heard that we've been asking for donations just to help us out. At this beginning of the year is when we have to pay off a bunch of things. Yeah, I mean, but don't stop here at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Continue throughout the year. But we decided if you're going to be nice to us and send us in a donation, we're going to do something for you. So today's episode, Ben, I'll take it for you, is brought to us by David.
Well, thank you, David.
So David, you sent us, you know who you are. We won't share your last name in case you wanted this to be kind of like a nice donation, anonymous style.
Yeah.
But you sent us in a pretty nice donation, like the best one we've ever gotten in one.
Set the record.
Yeah, set the record. So anyways, David, thanks. And this show is brought to you, everybody, by David.
Hooray!
Hooray! Thanks, David. So if you'd like to sponsor an upcoming show...
You also get a couple bonus videos.
Oh, yeah. He got them. He got the videos. So, yeah, if you'd like to sponsor an upcoming show, feel free to send us a donation. Is there a way that they can do it easily, Ben?
Oh, if you go onto our website, thescifichristian.com, look up at the top, you will see the button that says support. Click that and click the PayPal link, and it will walk you through the fast and simple donation process, way easier than giving to church. So, yeah.
Way easier.
So if you can give to church, you can do this.
You know, if you're not going to church currently, so you're not tithing.
Make us your church.
This is a great place to tithe to.
Exactly.
No, that's not true.
But only 1% true.
There was something else I was going to say about this giving. Oh, yeah, no. Ways that people can contact us. I just want to make sure we get it at the beginning.
Yeah, we haven't been getting very many phone calls.
I know, because we haven't been giving it a number. The number is...
651...
Oh, boy.
612-4121-SFC.
So it's 612-4121-SFC, and you can email us at...
Ben@thescifichristian.com.
Or feedback@thescifichristian.com.
That one, too.
Oh, does Matt even exist?
Yeah, it does. Okay. I copied you on an email yesterday.
Matt@thescifichristian.com.
The one where I sent David the videos.
Yes, I did. I'm looking right at it. So
okay, so that does exist. I don't know if Daniel and Carrie have email accounts on the Sci-Fi Christian. Probably not.
You got me. For a second, I was like, Carrie? Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got me. Whatever that guy is.
Top news. You already said it. I love the title you gave today's episode.
Yeah.
So J.J. Abrams, he's... crazy popular now.
He is.
Take it.
Yeah, he's going to be directing Star Trek. Yes, he's doing that one, but also Star Wars.
Yeah.
Episode 7.
Wow. I mean, when you read this, walk us through, because you're between the two of us the bigger Star Wars fan. Walk us through your train of thought.
Well, and I've also been a lot of conflicting emotions. It took me a while to process it.
Yeah.
You know, because... I love Star Wars, but you also know that I am against new episodes. I'd prefer it not happen, but if it's going to happen, I want it to be good. So I kind of have resigned myself to the fact that this is happening. We didn't do the news song, Matt.
Oh my gosh, I'm so thankful for you right now, Ben.
Oh my gosh.
And before we go a minute further into this conversation.
Thank God.
It's time for sci-fi news. Oh, oh, oh. Continue.
Yeah, so I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that this is happening, and that's sad. I wish it wasn't, but it is. So then my thought process moved on to, is J.J. Abrams a good choice? And I went back and forth for a while, because I loved the most recent Star Trek. He made me love Star Trek, even though I'm not a Star Trek fan. Into Darkness looks awesome. A couple of his TV shows have been good. I think they've had some flaws, but he's done some good TV.
I want to ask something, but not TV related, movie related.
Yeah.
Without looking, how many movies do you think he's directed? And just you can start naming them, and I'll count for you.
Forever Young with Mel Gibson. Or did he just write that one?
He wrote that one.
He wrote that one. He has done... Wasn't there a movie like called Air America or something like that?
Okay, let me just take it for you.
Okay.
Okay, the reason I brought this up is because...
Super 8.
Because I thought Cloverfield was a like him directing. It
no,
was not.
It was
he
not.
Just produced that one.
Yeah.
So you've got Super 8, correct.
Star Trek?
Correct.
Star Trek Into Darkness?
Correct.
And that's it?
Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, yeah.
And
he
produced Mission Impossible 4, but did not direct it. So... Anyways, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5, 2 that aren't even out yet. So here are his total: Mission Impossible 3, Star Trek, Super 8, Star Trek Into Darkness, Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah.
5 only. That's, I mean, even though he's crazy awesome, it's not a lot for a director to come on to do the biggest movie of 2015.
Well, and let's take, you know, out of those three that have come out, Star Trek was really good. Mm-hmm. Mission Impossible 3 is okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's the Ghost Protocol is pretty good, but... 3 might be my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it once. I don't really have any desire to see it again. And Super 8, you and I
horrible.
Both agree, sucked.
Yes.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So Into Darkness, this is going to be really telling, I guess.
Yeah, so...
How...
I don't know.
There's some conversations we need to have, but keep going.
I eventually decided that I was in favor of this news. If we must have a Star Wars movie, I think J.J. Abrams, he's a huge fan. He'll be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think with Star Trek, he showed he has a good talent for big blockbuster movies that still don't, you know, still have heart and good characters in them. So I am in favor of this move.
Okay. I was going to save this for later in our conversation, but since you just brought up he's a big fan, I think now's a good time to transition into this quote from last December. So you know this. I don't know if we covered it on the show because it was towards the end of the year. But J.J. Abrams, we found out in December, had been asked to do this movie a while back.
Yeah.
And he actually turned them down.
Right.
And so here's...
Well, he said he turned them down. He's a notorious liar.
Yeah, he flat out said, I refuse the position. And here's his quote. I guess the franchises... Oh, sorry. This first one is about kind of Star Trek and Star Wars together. I guess the franchises could go up against each other, but I'm not thinking that far ahead. I'm a huge fan of Star Wars, Empire, and Jedi, and the idea of the world continuing is exciting and will be amazing. Kathy Kennedy is a friend, and there are no smarter producers. It's in great hands. There were the very early conversations, and I quickly said that because of my loyalty to Star Trek, and also because I'm a fan of Star Wars, I wouldn't even want to be involved in the next version of those things. I declined any involvement very early on. I'd rather be in the audience, not knowing what was coming, rather than being involved in the minutia of making them.
And then another email arrived with a very large dollar amount in the subject line, and J.J. Abrams changed his mind.
Look, even earlier than this December quote, he said, look, Star Wars is one of my favorite movies of all time. I frankly feel that I almost feel that in a weird way, the opportunity for whomever it is to direct that movie, it comes with the burden of being that kind of iconic movie in series. I'm reading this quote exactly, so... Doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's like his spoken
sometimes
word.
People talk.
Yeah,
you don't make.
I was never a big Star Trek fan growing up, so for me, working on Star Wars didn't have any of that. You know, almost fatal sacrilege, and so I'm looking forward more than anyone to the next iteration of Star Wars. But I believe I will be going as a paying moviegoer. Yeah, I agree with you. I think they offered him the job, he turned it down, and they're like, "Here's some more money."
Yeah,
now what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wow, I love this story, but just because of. I've known for years of J.J. Abrams' love of Star Wars. It's like his main geek thing. Like when we talk about our top five favorite sci-fi influences or all that, like Star Wars is his thing. And so this is amazing that he's doing this. Plus, add on the fact that he's going to be juggling these two huge franchises that people, they often compare them because they both start with Star, although they're nothing like each other.
That's true.
It's still weird to think about the same guy directing Star Wars and Star Trek. How is he going to juggle both?
Well, I have to imagine he's done with Star Trek, as a director at least, after Into Darkness.
Are you aware that, who is it that's in charge? Is it Paramount that has? Yeah, Paramount.
Yeah.
They've come out and said, don't worry, he's still going to be with Star Trek even after the second one. Yeah, let's see. I'm just going to try to, it's the vice chairman, Rob Moore of Paramount. It seems confident that Abrams will be heavily involved in the studio's other franchises, which are Mission Impossible 5 and Star Trek 3. And so here's what he says. JJ will continue to develop projects for us, including a new Mission Impossible, and he is committed to produce another Star Trek.
Yeah.
Rob Moore notes that Abrams will be involved with the inevitable Star Trek 3 at the minimum as a producer, if not also directing the film. There's no way.
No way.
There's no way he's directing the film. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I think that's basically the gist of it. But is there any chance he would do Star Trek III and Episode VII?
No, because I don't... somebody would have to give in terms of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that happening.
Well, I mean, there were 4 years between the two Star Trek movies.
Right. So, that's how long it took him to produce one movie.
So hypothetically speaking, he could go work on Star Wars and then come back and work on Star Trek later.
I guess it depends on how desperate Paramount is. I have to imagine Star Wars is going to be the priority for him.
Oh no. Paramount doesn't own Star Wars.
No. Yeah.
So you're saying that Star Trek will be a priority, so let's move forward with someone else?
No, I think that Star Wars will be the priority for J.J. Abrams. So if Star Trek wants him to stick around, they're going to have to hold off.
Yeah. Okay. This story is so crazy. I'm excited. It's going to be weird to have, instead of the 20th Century Fox fanfare at the beginning, it's going to have Bad Robot.
That's going to be terrible.
Bad Robot.
Do you think they'll do like an R2-D2 version of it?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
They totally should. Why not? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else do you want to say about this?
Well, are you for it or against it?
For. I love J.J. Abrams. I know he hasn't always impressed me.
Yeah.
But I mean, Lost, Alias, Fringe, those are the shows that got me to like follow him. And liked Mission Impossible 3 and 4. Didn't love them. Really liked Star Trek 2008. That was amazing. I'm really pumped for the summer.
And you and I are in the minority on Super 8. I can't imagine why. It makes no sense to me.
Do you think we need to see it again?
No, we do not. but I don't know. I guess maybe it wasn't just our thing, and he really delivered something that was what people wanted. He must have did a good job with something, because people love that movie.
So, following on the heels of this news about Star Wars, two networks now are, not surprisingly, picking up some J.J. Abrams TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's see. I think it's NBC has this one called Believe, and then there's one for Fox that doesn't have a title yet, but it's about cops and robots, well, androids. Have you heard of either of these?
No, here's the thing about J.J. Abrams TV. I mean, his main way of going about this, it seemed like he was more involved with Alias and then kind of involved with Lost.
First season
he was involved with Lost.
Barely involved. Like
he was off.
He was involved completely with Alias.
Yeah.
And then with Lost he helped create the concept.
Right.
Damon Lindelof, and then later into season one, Carlton Cuse they ran the whole thing. So J.J. Abrams is mildly involved with Lost.
Those are some good facts. We should do like a Lost show sometime.
You want to do Lost Part 3?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, people have been emailing me like crazy saying, we need some more Lost facts.
We do. Okay. It could just be Matt listing off Lost facts for an hour.
That would be fun. Oh, our friend here. Can we do a shout out to our friend Wayne Henderson?
Yeah.
He has a co-host named Dan, and they have a podcast called Lost Casting.
Yeah, I was wondering, how are they still doing that?
Well, they're not, but they are doing... Well, they have a new one coming out in kind of like the 3 years later, kind of the legacy of Lost type episode. So watch for that. It should be out there right now.
Did they do one of those last year for the 2 year legacy of Lost?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, I'm just curious.
I mean, if they did, I would be fine if they did once a year.
I know you would. And they probably would be too. I'm just curious what changes. So, I mean, I recognize I'm not the target audience.
Yeah, so go to mediavoiceovers.com where you can find my friend Wayne's Lost Casting, and they have a new one that should be out this week, I think.
And Fringe Casting and Ballroom Dancing, and then some stupid football one that we're not going to recommend.
Right.
We love you, Wayne. Not that podcast.
I never finished telling you.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So here it is. NBC's show, Believe. Here's a quick synopsis. An unlikely relationship develops between a young girl with a gift and a man sprung from prison who has been tasked with protecting her from the evil elements that hunt her power. Sounds weird.
I think J.J. Abrams is just lending his name to stuff.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
I feel like Revolution is not a J.J. Abrams project, even though it is.
Is it?
It is. Him and...
I haven't watched any of it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel J.J. Abrams-ish. Okay, here's the next one. The Fox show about androids. This sounds dumb. An action-packed buddy cop show set in the set in the near future when all LAPD officers are partnered with highly evolved human-like androids.
Do you think anytime somebody comes up with kind of a weird mystery-ish idea, they just, JJ, can we give you some money and get your name?
Could you talk to us about this for 5 minutes so we could say you helped us create it?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's when you throw in Buddy Cop, that sounds stupid.
We should see if we can get on the phone with JJ Abrams for 5 minutes.
Sci-fi Christian?
Yes. Created by Bad Robot.
That would be so awesome.
It would be.
Sponsor. What if JJ calls in or sends in a donation this week?
I'll rewatch Super 8.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch everything he's done. JJ, send us in a hefty donation. And,
You know that Mel Gibson movie I was saying that I thought he had directed, that Forever Young? That is a terrible movie.
Is it? Well, he wrote it.
Don't ever watch it.
Well, he did write it.
Yeah. Really bad movie.
Did you read the quote from George Lucas about JJ?
No. I think JJ Abrams is a great talent.
I've consistently been impressed with JJ as a filmmaker and storyteller. He's an ideal choice to direct the new Star Wars film, and the legacy couldn't be in better hands.
Do you think that George Lucas prepared that statement months ago as part of the deal?
Yes.
They just like had a blanket there for
like a blank. Like,
I think Matt Anderson, I've enjoyed his work for years, and he's an ideal choice to direct Star Wars.
Why would they? They had a screenwriter already, Michael Arndt, but they added two new ones. Do you know about this? The press release that they released says that they've added Lawrence Kasdan, who did Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And Simon Kinberg, who did Sherlock Holmes.
Those have both been... That was a while ago, though. That was pre-JJ Abrams.
Oh, wait. It looks like they're consulting on the project.
Because they're going to write 8 and 9, I believe.
Seriously?
Yeah, Lawrence Kasdan is writing 8 and 9.
That makes sense. He'd do the second in the trilogy. Yeah. And then, okay, interesting. So, awesome. I think that's all. I mean, is there any reason for us to read anything from the press release? Or do you think we have it covered?
I think we have it covered. I think this is going to be... If this must happen, I'm glad it's happening this way.
All right. I've got some other fun news this week. I was telling you before the show started.
Fun news?
Yeah, because I don't have a lot of news, but the news that I'm covering is all news I'm interested in. And just to give a little bit of a spoiler, I didn't plan this on purpose, but almost all of my news is superhero related.
Oh, boy.
I tried to do more sci-fi-y things, but there just wasn't a lot this week.
I have some news about you.
Go.
I had a dream last night that you were a part of.
Let's hear it.
So... by this point, everybody has heard your wonderful news.
Yes.
Announcing your engagement.
Yeah, I mean, the last episode was all about my proposal. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so this dream I had last night, I came over here and you were just a complete mess. You're a disaster.
Oh, no, what happened?
I was like, Matt, what's going on? What's going on? What's wrong? You're like, oh, she broke it off with me.
Oh.
Just terrible news. And so we were talking, and you were crying, and this went on for like 10 minutes. Then you were just like, just kidding. You know, it was all a prank to get me to be sympathetic to you.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was exciting.
Wow. That would be...
For people who don't like it when we share our dreams.
Take that,
you losers.
Oh, well, I'm glad that...
So that's my Matt Anderson.
So even in the dream, it still wasn't that bad, because I was just...
It turned out you were lying. So I'm glad you're still engaged, Matt.
I am still engaged. I mean, just today we booked our first tour of a reception site.
Oh,
and
right.
Possibly they do ceremonies there, too. So the church that we're going to right now... So I left Epic Life, as you know.
Yes.
Shortly after you left.
Everybody did.
Yeah, technically. So shortly after you left, I left. Then I was going to, if you're familiar with the pastor, John Piper, who's based out of Minnesota, going to his church kind of in the interim for a while, kind of on knowing that since I was dating Des, I'd eventually end up at her church where she's been going for a couple of years. So going there, but they just changed locations. They've been renting a space, but now they're renting a new space. So it's a church, but it's a church that doesn't belong to them. And it's a church of Seventh-day Adventists. I'm not familiar with that.
So you go on
branch.
Saturday.
I don't.
She does.
No, she doesn't. We're renting our denomination is, I think this church that we go to is actually non-denominational, but they're renting Sunday church space from the people that go on Saturday.
Oh, well, that's actually convenient.
Yeah, very convenient.
Okay. I thought you were saying she was a Seventh-day Adventist.
No. I don't actually know very much about that denomination. Do you have some details?
My sister-in-law was one of them for a while. They're a little out there.
But, I mean... Let's be cautious because they're still denomination though, like they're Christian, correct?
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, are they as Christian as the Catholics, for example?
Oh, no way. No one is more as Christian as the Catholics.
Okay.
So
they're Christian, but they just have the beliefs that they have to do Sunday worship instead of Saturday worship. Or sorry, opposite.
Yeah, there's some other differences, but I don't know enough to speak intelligently about them.
Okay. So all that to say that we're looking for a location to have our ceremony, and we're not necessarily going to have it at our church because we don't really have a church. We're like if you came in August to the wedding,
yeah,
it might be at the Seventh Day Adventist place because we're renting their space.
You could have it at Northwestern.
I could, where I work.
No, you should, because that's where I got married. And so it's like,
I never knew that you got married there.
Yeah, that
building is where my office is.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah, that would be an amazing connection between us then.
Yeah. So. Anyway, so on Friday, we're going to our very first tour to go check out a place. And, here's some other news. I don't know if you remember this from when I made my announcement, but I have been saying August 10th. It's happening August 10th.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's a Saturday, and people are already booked up all over the place, into the summer. So we might actually do it August 9th.
Whoa.
But, I mean, now I just feel like I'm just giving out random facts.
One day sooner.
Nothing is true until we have a place.
Yeah.
So who knows? August 9th might be the new date.
Awesome. You should do August 18th.
Is that your anniversary?
No, that's Owen's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And my parents' anniversary.
Oh.
So if you did that and you got married at Northwestern, it'd be like you were an honorary DeBono.
Oh, I got a question for you real quick about DeBono.
Yes.
I was preparing some podcasts, and I've looked at two different versions of how I've listed your name, and I've sometimes capitalized a D and sometimes I don't capitalize a D. What is the correct way?
Why wouldn't you capitalize the D?
I don't know, because
it's the first...
I know.
Oh.
I know. But if you look back at sometimes I've capitalized it. Sometimes, I don't know, because, you know, there's names where,
right. Oh,
even
yeah,
though it was
I see
the first,
what you're saying.
Because there's a D-E space B-O-N-O.
Yeah.
So.
Like Von Beethoven.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So is his V not?
I don't know.
I don't know. So now it's clear on the podcast, capital D.
Yeah, unless we want, I mean, there's no reason we couldn't start a new thing.
And sometimes you put a space and sometimes you don't.
I prefer space.
Why do you sometimes not put a space so people can't find you?
Yeah. I always have a no space online so people can find me easy.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good. Well, that's some good news. Do you want to have anything else, or should I move on to some movie news?
A little Matt Anderson news. I have some movie news too, but we can start with yours.
Well, as you can see on TV tonight, I've put on...
X-Men 2 for you to watch.
Yeah, X-2 for both of us to watch.
Well, I don't know. I faced the wrong way, so it's not as exciting for me.
Okay, well, I like to put something on for you to entertain you.
I know.
And so X-2.
I don't think that's entirely... I think you put it on to entertain yourself.
So you want to do some X-Men news?
Sure.
All right. So So I love First Class.
Yeah.
And as I've been watching X-2 here tonight, I've been thinking more and more, I think First Class is better.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Whereas I've been previously saying this one was better. I don't even own First Class. But anyways... So I'm so excited for the sequel to First Class, Days of Future Past, which is, it feels like a weird sequel because it is a sequel to First Class, but it's also somehow tied into these movies.
Because Bryan Singer has his grubby hands on it.
So you do not like Bryan Singer.
I've become increasingly against this project as it's gone on.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk about it, because I'm loading up a quote I want to read from
him. Well, I mean, obviously Matthew Vaughn... going away from it was not good, and then the fact that it's going to tie into the original series is not. I just wanted a straight sequel to First Class.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let it be in that world, and then Bryan Singer's not a very good director, in my opinion.
I have a theory on exactly why they're doing this way. This is I feel pretty strong about this. So Avengers was so successful, and how they connected all the movies. I know you hate that, but it went really well for them.
That's a fact.
And
of life.
So X-Men 1, 2, and 3. They're pretty connected to X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah.
But then First Class sort of went in a different direction where there were some definite things that this cannot be the same universe. Even though they tried to make it a little bit like they were. Like Beast, for example, there was a Beast in... there's an older version of him in the third one, I think. And then there's a young one here. And I don't know. I could go on. There's some other details I'm sure that aren't coming to mind right now. But... First Class should not exist in the same universe as those other X-Men movies.
Yeah, I think we talked about that back in the day,
because
we both agreed, screw it, and just have First Class be the new universe.
Yes, exactly. But, so this is my theory. I think that they see the success of Avengers, and they want to have a way where all of these movies can coexist.
Oh, no.
And so that's why they're doing this time travel thing, because they're basically going to do a little bit of the Star Trek reboot, where they go back in the past, change things. That way, anything that was sort of messed up in the other movies doesn't matter, because it was time travel. And just to add to that, Bryan Singer has – this is a quote from him. I'm taking into account every movie. I'm not just grabbing my first two movies and First Class and smashing them together. I'm taking into account the entire universe as it's been laid out so far on the screen and really respecting it and trying to work with that. People took things in various directions, so there's some cleanup. But ultimately, I'm not just ignoring them either.
Oh, no.
every movie. So that means, did I miss anything? 1, 2, and 3, plus the two Wolverine movies that are coming out, or the second one's coming out, plus First Class. So that's,
I think that's all.
So this is the seventh movie in this X-Men world.
This is not good. What? Do you think that we will look back on the Avengers, forget if you liked it or not, do you think we will look back on its influence as one of the worst things to ever happen?
You keep bringing this up. I think we just should have an episode on it. Because you started writing a blog about this, didn't you, that you never finished?
I think I got a paragraph into it and found something else to do.
Yeah, so maybe we should just talk about it, because you feel this is like your big thing right now, one of your big soapbox things.
And it really has nothing to do with the quality of the movie.
Yeah, because we both liked Avengers, but it just, you feel like it's leading the industry into a bad place.
Yeah.
Star Wars is experiencing it.
Yep.
And I don't agree with you on this, I should say, before we go too far.
I know. Nobody does. No. So I'm quite okay with being out there.
But they will agree with you, because as we saw with shorter seasons, just took 2 years, and then you were right.
Yeah.
So.
Once the BBC does it.
Exactly.
Which, you know, the BBC, I've decided, the BBC rules the world.
They do have some pretty good shows. So do you like Doctor Who now?
I love it.
You're serious?
Yeah.
You love Doctor Who.
I'm shocked that you're not into it, because it's exactly your thing. It's time travel.
I've tried. I mean, I just can't get into it. Should I give it another shot?
You do. You have to stick with it for a while.
I've tried.
There's a cheesiness about it that you just have to embrace.
Remember Buffy? Remember how long it took me to get to that? Yeah. I've tried two or three times to sit down and watch it, and I can't.
Yeah. It's really good. So then there's that. There's Sherlock. And then, to my shame, should I admit this publicly?
No, we talked about Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I already admitted it publicly?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
So much shame.
No, don't be ashamed. I want to watch it, too. I haven't had a chance yet. It's on the top of my list. My top three things that I haven't watched, it's up there.
It's so good. And I feel it's... I like to pretend that it's kind of a Game of Thrones tie-in, because there's a lot of Game of Thrones actors who show up in it here and there.
Okay, so. That makes it a little bit better?
Yeah, it helps. It helps.
Okay. We should probably announce on the show that I'm not watching Game of Thrones anymore, but we are going to start releasing videos again.
Yeah.
So if you watch Game of Thrones, Ben has found two new video co-hosts that do watch the show.
The C Squad. All the way down to
Let's just call it the G Squad. And so watch for that 2013, Ben DeBono and his cohorts doing some Game of Thrones talk. So when I did it, I didn't read the books. Do you have somebody out there who hasn't read the book?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's all I need.
And then somebody's read some of the books.
Okay, I like that.
So we kind of have like a continuum.
Good. And just like just like I didn't have the knowledge of the books and you did, it kind of has this nice bringing it all together. So
I mean, let's be honest. There's something special when both members of the A Squad are together and the fireworks
are
going.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah.
I don't like when you talk that. But here's something.
My friends the G Squad.
I want to give you...
That's way worse than B.
I want to give you a compliment.
Thank you.
I just saw on Facebook, and you posted it, so that's how I know, that one of your videos on the Game of Thrones book, Dance of Dragons, is approaching 10,000 views.
The first sci-fi Christian video to ever crack the big 10G.
That's amazing, because we got up past 5,000.
Yeah.
What was the biggest one? 7,000, maybe?
Probably somewhere in
there. But you did this one totally alone.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't read the book, of course. Yeah. So it's your book review. Almost 10... Is it past 10,000 now?
I haven't checked it in the last 2 days, but it was at 9,950.
Check right now, because I'm going to read about Days of Future Past a little bit more, and then... You check out your video.
Yeah, but it was really cool. Because what was I gonna our others, they would get a ton and ton and ton of hits right away and then they kinda taper off. This one had kind of a few. I think I got like 500-600 in the first week. So it had a very moderate spike.
So compared to what, because we would have like 2,000 in the first week.
Yeah, then it would taper off.
Yeah.
This has just had I will get emails about comments on it several times a week.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just had the steady stream
of
views.
Our old Game of Thrones videos still get comments?
Sometimes.
Not just here and there? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
this might start to play by accident because I'm plugged in here. Let's see. 9,994.
Oh, my gosh.
So who's going to be Mr. 10,000? If you hear... Yeah, it's probably too
late. Can you load those by... by most hits, so you can see what the next biggest one is?
Probably.
Like, reorder them?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Days of Future Past. For those unfamiliar with the comic, it involves a post-apocalyptic future where giant robots called Sentinels have almost completely exterminated all mutants. Through the power of a fellow mutant named Rachel, an adult Kitty Pryde is able to switch minds with her younger self so she can warn the X-Men of an assassination that would trigger the chain of events leading to the horrible future.
Uh-oh.
I have this in trade if you want to read it. I got it as a kid, actually. When I was reading comic books a lot, when I was about 10-ish, I ordered this because there was something's going to load up there.
Something's going to load up. That's cool. I dodged it.
Okay, but there was a cool... In the X-Men animated series, there was a two-part episode on Days of Future Past, so I liked that so much that I ended up purchasing the trade even as a child. And now you and I read trades all the time.
Yeah, we do.
So
I believe our next closest video was somewhere around 6,700.
Yeah. So... Listen to this. This is really interesting from Singer about time travel. He says that we've cracked it in a way that that it makes sense. I had a two-hour conversation with James Cameron about time travel.
Oh my gosh.
String theory, multiverses, and all that. You can create your rules and... No, sorry. You have to create your rules and stick with them. That's why Terminator and Back to the Future work so well, and there are certain mechanisms in X-Men, certain powers, perceptions, and characters that make this possible.
It's not whether or not you can make it technically work in the universe of the world. It's are you telling the most engaging story possible? No, you're not. The most engaging story possible would be to continue with what you already started. And this is just nonsense about trying to bring everybody together in what you said, nice Avengers type package.
That's my theory. It's not for sure, but
I think it's a true theory. I endorse it.
Thank you. So
we'll call it the Ben DiBono theory.
Thank you. So I read the synopsis for a reason. It mentions Kitty Pryde, who was in X-Men 3, my least favorite X-Men movie. It just so
was
horrible.
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page, who's awesome. She was in Inception. She was in Juno.
Yeah. She was Juno.
Yeah, both.
So
So did you hear the casting news about her?
She's going to be in this, isn't she?
So Singer announced through his Twitter that Ellen Page plus Anna Paquin, who played Rogue, and she's also in this show that people like called
True Blood.
That's right.
Yeah.
And an actor named Sean Ashmore, who played Iceman, and he's been in lots of other things, including, I think, Smallville. I think he was in Fringe. But so he's kind of like lower level compared to these other people. But still, he was Iceman. So Iceman, Rogue, Kitty Pryde, all cast in Days of Future Past. So that brings it to James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Ian McKellen, Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman, plus the other three we just said.
It's like Avengers. This isn't about whether or not the movie's going to be exciting or good. It might be. It's about, is this the most engaging way to continue telling your story? Or are you just crapping on everything that you established in First Class so that you can have this, as Matt Anderson said, this wonderful theory about this is all just the Avengers again? Yeah. Yeah. And we don't need to have the Avengers duplicated across every single freaking franchise out there.
The funny thing is, Marvel will own this eventually again.
Yeah.
But Fox is just trying to do it while they can. I think that Sony owns Spider-Man. Does Fox own Fantastic Four? Do you know?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know how they're going to bring it all together, but Fantastic Four is coming out in 2 years. So, or maybe next year. Either way, no big deal. Do you want to move on from this news, or do you have anything else?
Oh, the other thing I was going to tell you, speaking of time travel, you remember I recommended the movie Primer to you?
Yes. Do you own it yet?
It is on Netflix Instant as of this last week.
Great.
Yeah, so
that's a movie
exciting.
I really want to see.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. That is great news.
So I wanted to let you and our audience know. So, quite exciting.
Excellent. Well, I have a little feature on the show. It's been pretty popular since it's been back, and it's called
Take That, Science!
And this comes to us from one of our newer listeners and a friend of mine named Brad Jordy.
So, hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for listening.
Do you know Brad in real life?
Yeah, in real life, because I'm holding in my hand a phone, and on that phone is a text message from him, and here's what he wrote. The bleeping in your recent episode is hilarious. So,
oh, yeah.
So thanks for swearing, Ben.
You bet your write down the timestamp for that one. Right.
40 minutes. Okay. So then he wrote, also, were you aware that there is another White House petition asking the government to commission NASA to do a feasibility study on building a Starship Enterprise?
Huh.
Yeah, so I got his text and went straight to the internet. Didn't take me long to find on CBSNews.com this story. Here it is. An engineer is petitioning the White House to study the possibility of building a real-life Starship Enterprise like the fictional vessel in television Star Trek. The proposal was submitted through the White House's official We the People channel, which promises an administration response to any petition that gathers at least 25,000 signatures.
I don't see why this is news.
Well, wait, let me read on.
Okay.
The Enterprise proposal comes from an engineer who goes by the name BTE Dan, who
sounds like a reliable source.
Who detailed plans for constructing a life-size flyable space starship Enterprise on his website last year. And here's what he wrote. This is BTE Dan. We have within our technological reach the ability to build the first generation of the USS Enterprise. Then he goes on to say, it ends up that this ship's inspiring form is quite functional. This will be the Earth's first gigawatt-class interplanetary spaceship with artificial gravity. The ship can serve as a spaceship, a space station, and spaceport all in one. In total, 1,000 crew members and visitors can be on board at once. Thoughts?
This is, as I've said before, this is the most worthless thing our government does, is have this stupid We the People site. And that's saying something, because our government does some pretty idiotic things. But, like, you and I could petition for Barack Obama to come personally here and check us for head lice. You know, we could petition anything.
Oh, my gosh. If we started a petition to get Barack Obama on the show,
yeah,
it would help us find out if we have 25,000 listeners.
We don't.
You're sure?
I am positive.
You're 100% positive.
I'm 100% positive.
Because I don't know if you noticed this or not, but we do have 6,000 hits on one of our videos.
That's true. 10,000 of mine. But most of those people are Game of Thrones fans who swear at us about being Christian, even though they liked our videos.
Yeah. So, okay. So maybe not Barack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe next year.
Well, in your defense, then, Ben, since you think this is a dumb
idea. Can you imagine Secret Service here in Ryan Strelow's studio?
Well, we could just Skype him in. That might be safer for us.
Oh, yeah. And for him.
Why? What are you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. I'm just saying that, you know, this is not the safest apartment in the world.
That I live in?
Yes.
I don't think he'd come here. If you are threatening the president, though,
I'm not threatening the president. I'm just saying that you could come here to Ryan Strelow Studios and get knifed in the parking lot. I would not be surprised if I die on the way out to my car one night.
Are you saying that if the president comes here, you are planning
No, you can't say this.
I know. You can't.
No. I'm not. I would never do that.
No, obviously you shouldn't.
Yes.
He's our president.
He's our president. What I'm saying is that Ryan Strelow Studios is not a safe place.
Okay. So the city, just to clarify for the listeners, what you're trying to say is that the city I live in isn't known for...
a call from the Secret Service, thanks to you.
The city I live in isn't known for its safety.
Well, and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if I got knifed in the parking lot here.
This is a true story. I have a friend who worked previously for the Mounds View Police Department, and he said he used to get calls to my apartment building all the time.
That surprised me.
So I'm defending you by saying you weren't...
I'm trying to protect President Obama.
So you were you weren't threatening him.
I was not threatening him.
Because that's serious.
That would be very bad.
No, it's like pretty serious.
It's very serious.
It might be a federal crime.
I think it is. And I was not doing it. I'm trying to keep the man safe. Stay away from Ryan Strelow Studios, Mr. President.
Wow.
Good. If Barack Obama came here, would he have to be the H squad?
No.
Because we've made it all the way to H.
How about we call I don't know. I can't think of a good funny thing to say. President Squad.
President Squad. He could have his own squad. He doesn't belong in the alphabet.
No.
Any president who would like to appear on this show can be part of the President Squad.
Some experts have questioned the feasibility of BTE Dan's plan.
No.
For example, no technology for artificial gravity currently exists, and the largest number of people ever accommodated on any space vehicle until now has been 13.
So there's a few holes in his proposal.
But, I mean, he argues, few things could collectively inspire people on Earth more than seeing the Enterprise being built in space. And the ship could go on amazing missions, like taking the first humans to Mars, while taking along a large load of base-building equipment for constructing the first permanent base there.
Yeah.
And he's got a website, so you can go check it out at buildtheenterprise.org.
Oh, boy.
Just to clarify, you were not threatening the president.
That's correct.
Okay.
I think you keep bringing it up. The Secret Service is not going to... They're going to be even less happy with me. Take that, science.
Okay, so no Enterprise.
No Enterprise.
Take that, science.
All right. That sounds good.
I have a real-life story.
For Take That, Science?
No. Well, yeah, go ahead. It's not really scientific.
Take that, science.
Could be Take That, Pope, which is not good.
Whoa, take it.
So apparently there's a chapel in France. You know about gargoyles. Whatnot.
Yeah,
everybody knows about gargoyles.
Stone monsters with wings that are usually over cathedrals.
Yeah. So apparently they've been doing a few sci-fi themed gargoyles at this place in France, this chapel in France. There's like a xenomorph from the Aliens
What?
Series.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. And apparently there's like a gremlin and a few guys like
from
that.
From the movie?
Gremlins.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I don't think this is a good idea, but I wanted our people to know.
Who'd you get that news from?
Well, I think it was on IO9.
Okay, because I wanted to say one last time. Thanks, Brad Geordie, for your news about the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. Take that, science!
All right.
So are you in... I suppose it doesn't matter to you, because you're Protestant. But if you were Catholic, imagine you're a Catholic for a second. Okay. How would you feel about gargoyles being replaced with sci-fi?
I think that they should remove gargoyles. I don't see what their purpose is. I mean, they basically look like demons, so why would you want a demon on a church?
Well, it's actually very interesting when you dive into this, the history of them. Because you have to realize that throughout most of church history, most of the people are illiterate. And so that's why you have things like stained glass windows to communicate biblical truth and biblical stories. And so you have the presence of evil as well on the outside of the church, and symbolic of the fact that evil exists. And it's another element to the story that's communicated through the church building. They were all...
And they're on the outside.
Yeah. They also had a secondary use of being used to scare people, like... Come to church, or the devil will get you.
Like our crew up there, see those stone gargoyles? Yeah, they come to life.
So they do have a legitimate purpose.
Interesting.
But you would just take them off altogether.
I'm anti-gargoyles.
Ooh, I'm pro-gargoyles, but we can agree to disagree.
You know what? They should do, next episode, just to give a little tease, we're going to be talking about top 5 Bible stories that should be science fiction movies.
Yeah.
They should do one about gargoyles. This is not from the Bible, but they should do one about gargoyles that guard churches. But guess what? They end up being bad.
Oh.
We think they're good, but they're not. They're not just stone like helping.
Wasn't there a kids' TV show about that?
I don't know.
It's called Gargoyles.
There was a TV show, a cartoon called Gargoyles.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was about, but
neither.
I could look it up during our next segment, which is it's the Stanley quote of the week.
Bing.
Stan Sprance.
There's one thing that's been really on my mind. I haven't brought it up because it's so personal. The fact that nobody calls me Sir Stan, which, of course, they should. I woke up out of a deep sleep and I said, I'm not a knight. How can this be? I've received so many awards. I have my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I've been the publisher of Marvel Comics, 8-time bocce champion of San Marino, Guinness World Record, most loquacious man in comics, and possibly the most adorable. The King of Bhutan for a while. It was a clerical error, but for a couple of weeks I thought I was the king. But there's one thing I'm missing. I've never been given a knighthood. If each of you would write a nice, polite letter or send an email to the Queen of England and just remind her of this grievous oversight. I can't wait to have you address your next letters to me as Sir Stan Lee. Most unobtrusive mustache in New York City from 1980 to 1984.
It's the Stan Lee quote of the week. Bing!
Thank you, Stan.
Ben, what do you think about that?
He doesn't deserve it. And knighthoods are kind of cheap these days, you know?
No, I don't know.
Well, it's just that people like Stan Lee do get knighted. Like, Ian McKellen is a knight.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, they're great guys, but, you know, they shouldn't be knights.
Sean Connery.
Well, Sean Connery is...
he meets the criteria?
He meets the criteria.
Okay. Gargoyles is an American science fantasy cartoon series, and it was released in 1994. It ran all the way until 1997.
Oh, boy.
There was a video game adaptation and a spinoff comic book series. That's interesting. Do you know what it's about?
Nope.
Oh, it's funny you should ask. The series features a species of nocturnal creatures known as gargoyles.
No way.
That turn to stone during the day, focusing on a clan led by Goliath. In the year 994, the clan lives in a castle in medieval Scotland alongside humans until many of them are killed by betrayal and the remainder are magically frozen in stone until the castle rises above the clouds. A millennium later, in 1994, billionaire David Xanatos purchases the Gargoyles Castle and has it reconstructed atop his New York City skyscraper, awakening the 6 remaining gargoyles in trying to adjust to their new world. They are aided by sympathetic NYPD officer Elisa Maza and quickly come into conflict with the plotting Xanatos. In addition to dealing with the gargoyle's attempts to adjust to modern New York, the series also incorporated various supernatural threats to their safety and to the world at large.
That sounds stupid.
3 years of popularity. So, anyways, I want to do a story, though, where gargoyles are bad, not good, okay. Because they should not be on churches.
Oh, we might have to have a debate, except I don't think anybody actually cares. What other news? Are we out of news? I have one more news.
I have a little. So let me tell you a dumb one that I know you're not going to like. Okay. Actually, almost all the rest of my news is semi-connected. So how about this? I'll do one, and then you do one, and then we can finally remember to play last
night. All right. That sounds good.
So mine is kind of a string of news.
Okay.
And then you can do the last one. Okay, here goes. My string of news is all around Marvel movies.
Okay.
First, Thor comes out this November.
Ugh.
The only thing I want to say about it is that it has been announced timeline-wise where it happens in the Marvel Universe. Takes place takes place 1 year after the Avengers.
Wait. Are we doing this last news of the day?
No. I've got a string of news.
Oh, you want me to respond to your news?
When I point, you can respond.
I didn't like the first Thor. I don't think I'll like this one.
I have in front of me a mildly spoilerly synopsis of what this movie is going to be about. I could read it, but only if you want me to, Ben.
Let's skip it.
You got it. Next piece of news. You might remember that, I'm going to come clean here. Over a year ago, I bet you, like we had, it was season one.
Did we have a bet?
Yeah, but it was a friendly bet, gentleman's wager.
Yeah.
where I said, I guarantee that within 1 year, a movie was going to be announced. Do you remember what movie it was? It was a Marvel movie.
Doctor Strange.
Correct. Yes, that's right. It was Doctor Strange.
What did we bet?
We have to go back to the old episode, so I don't remember. Truth be told, it did not happen within 1 year.
So I win the bet.
You won. However, this week, it was officially announced.
It was.
So I was a little off by a few months, but pretty close. Like within a year and a half, for sure. I should have said within 1.5 years.
Yeah.
So Doctor Strange, this is one of my least favorite Marvel characters.
Oh, I'm just so sick of the whole Marvel business.
So the thing that's weird about this news is that Kevin Feige, who's behind the Marvel movies, and he's always releasing these quotes.
I'm against him.
Yeah. He's talking about Doctor Strange and Ant-Man in terms of Phase 3.
Yeah.
So you know Phase 2 is not even started yet.
Yeah.
Phase 2 starts in May with Iron Man. Is it May or April?
May.
Okay. So
we went to a movie this weekend. I remember seeing that and thinking, oh, it's Matt's birthday.
What movie did you see?
Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, I heard that was good. Thoughts?
I thought it was very amusing and well done. Mm-hmm. It completely fell apart story-wise in the third act.
Okay, good. So Iron Man 3, Thor 2, Captain America 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Avengers. I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
That's Phase 2. And now they're already looking ahead to Phase 3, that's which is so starting bad. With Ant-Man and Doctor Strange. Maybe not anymore Iron Man. Maybe Iron Man's movies are over after this third one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I hope so.
Doesn't sound like you're very happy about this.
I'm not. Well, I just don't. I want the Marvel Cinematic Universe to end. You've had your fun. Quit ruining things for the rest of us.
They're saying that Iron Man 3, well, let me see if I can find the exact quote. Let's give you the gist. Iron Man 3 is pretty much standalone. It sets the stage towards the Avengers movies.
I'm sure it does.
But it doesn't have... He said it's the most... This is kind of a funny quote. He said it was the most standalone Iron Man movie since the first one. But there's only been two others.
Yeah. So, and the second one sucked.
The second one was basically a commercial for Avengers.
Yes.
So, okay. So that's Iron Man. Let's move on now. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask you. Real quick. Who do you think will play Doctor Strange? Or who would you like to see play Doctor Strange? He's... Just for the people that don't know who he is, I don't know a lot about him, but he does magic. Yeah. He's called the Sorcerer Supreme. So it's going to be kind of a wizard-type movie in the Marvel Universe. Who do you want
to play? Who do I want to...
He's a little bit older in character. Like, he's not going to be like a young teenager.
Well, if I really want to follow through on my plan to have these bomb, I'm going to suggest Jack Black as Doctor Strange.
Okay.
So that's... My casting advice.
Early casting interest is towards Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, he's kind of like Jack Black.
Yeah, but. Kind of. In the group Shield in the Avengers movie, there was a character, Maria Hill. Can you picture her face?
Mm-hmm.
She is an actress named Colby Smulders.
Yeah.
Who plays Robin Scherbatsky on How I Met Your Mother. Do you watch How I Met Your Mother?
Never.
Okay, well.
Well, I shouldn't. I watched one episode on a plane.
Okay, well, they're in their second to last season.
Yeah.
Next season is the last one. So now they're saying she may have some part to play in the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Enough. Enough.
She said, the commitments to How I Met Your Mother don't affect it, and I really can't say, but there are definitely talks about it. And she's also gone as far to say in the past, I will do Maria Hill until they fire me and hire someone else to do it. So she loves that character.
Why? That character did absolutely nothing in the Avengers movie. What's there to love about it?
It's probably the most different role she's played, because she's from a...
She stood on the bridge of the aircraft carrier and just
the early part
orders.
Of the show, she was shooting guns and fighting.
She did nothing.
She was driving a car.
I love that character. It was so deep. Well, yeah, by Avengers standards, it was deep.
All right, I'm ready for your last news, and then I'll do last news of the day.
A little Justice League news for you.
Are you going to say how it trimmed down?
No, I was going to say who the lineup is. We have the
official lineup. Hold on. This is my last news of the day.
Okay.
Here we go.
Last news of the day. Oh, I love that song.
Last news of the day is...
We should release a CD sometime of all our songs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, my last news of the day is the same, and it is about Justice League. So they've trimmed down the original cast of characters.
Yeah, so Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern.
I am actually a little disappointed about this because there was one character in particular I was especially looking forward to.
Aquaman?
Yeah, Aquaman. I really want him in this movie.
Yeah. I guess I don't have... I know this is blasphemy for Daniel Butcher, but I don't really feel strongly about Aquaman at all.
Oh. Well, this is...
any DC character outside of Batman.
We should say, though, this is still a rumor. This is not 100% confirmed yet.
Oh.
It's looking pretty certain, though. Because now I've read on that the report that said these are the five that are going to be the main characters are saying that there's going to be cameos by Martian Manhunter, Aquaman, and maybe Hawkman.
Do you think Ryan Reynolds will play Green Lantern?
I hope not.
Yeah.
If they're going to start over, just forget about him. And
he's the worst.
He was the worst. That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in the theater.
Yeah.
Maybe not ever seen, period.
Was that the one I asked you if we could walk out of?
You wanted to lie on our video review and say we watched the whole thing. Wanted to leave. And we actually did leave before, because DC ripped off Marvel and did their end of the credits scene, and we left before that. You were, like, so ready to leave.
Well, I think if I recall, you didn't know about the end of the credits scene.
And you did.
And I did, and I intentionally said nothing, because I knew that the second I said end credits scene, you would insist on staying for the whole time.
You were right. I would have.
Yeah, so I intentionally thought, I was just thinking, please, please, God, don't let Matt remember there's an end credits scene.
Well, anything else you want to say about this?
I don't think so.
Well, then that was your
last news of the day.
Ben, another great week of news. And next episode is going to be all about awesome sci-fi stories that we've extracted from the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, we're putting our own twist on Bible stories.
A little Bible story action, a little sci-fi action.
I cannot wait. So... that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono. We are the Sci-Fi Christians.
Signing off.
Goodbye, everyone. Stay safe in that foggy weather out there.
It seems like that foggy weather line is some sort of inside joke, and it's just
literally foggy outside.
When I was reading for the news this week, they were saying that because J.J. Abrams has so much on his plate that they might push off the release of episode 7 until past 2015.
Is this bonus news at the end
here? I just was thinking about it. And so they were calling 2015 Nerdpocalypse because you've got Avengers 2, Justice League, and Star Wars episode 7 all in one summer.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that? Do you prefer if it's pushed off or do you want it to happen 2015?
Well, I don't want Avengers to happen. I don't want Justice League to happen.
No, I'm talking about Star Wars 7.
Oh, yeah, bring it on. Let's just get it over with.
I want it 2015 too.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Are we done? Because I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, this is it.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
So long, folks.